Welcome back to another podcast by History and Mythological Stories. Today, we're going to talk about how Kali Yuga began, or Kali Yuga. In Hindu scriptures, there are four yugas that are being described. First one was Satyuga, another was Treta, third one Dwapar Yuga, and the fourth one Kali Yuga. After the death of Krishna and departure of the Pandavas, Parikshit, the son of Abhimanyu and the grandson of the Pandavas, was named king. He was a wise ruler, taught by Krishna himself. He was a great administrator, taught by his grandfathers. He was a good warrior. He was able to protect his land and take decisions according to dharma. But the Kali Yuga had begun. Parikshit once was traveling somewhere. He saw a man hitting his bull continuously, which had cut his three legs and was dragging himself by one foot. Seeing this, Parikshit got angry. Parikshit told, "Release that bull right now." And the person was indeed Kali himself. Kali refused. Parikshit, being a great warrior, defeated him in just mere seconds. Kali, seeing this opportunity, fell into the feet of Parikshit. Parikshit, being a wise and kind ruler, granted him mercy. Kali asked, "I am a lonely man. I need a place to stay." As wise and kind and king was Parikshit, he granted Kali 5 places to live so that he can dwell in them. The first was gambling desk, where people used to gamble their money. Second was taverns, where women of low characters lived, where wine was drunk. Slaughterhouses, because they had a violence, and in gold. Till the time Parikshit was young, the king always seen Kali approving his rules. The places was not left by him, and the people were still believing dharma. But this was a short-lived time of dharma in Kali Yuga. Slowly, Kali began spreading his ideas into another sections: kingdoms, politics, people. They all started getting affected by Kali. As Parikshit was no longer young, he tried his level best to contain, but he also got into Kali. After a brief time, Parikshit was hunting in a forest, tired of being not able to hunt for a long time. The king was just needing some water. Seeing a hut in the forest, Parikshit thought, "Maybe I could get some water or food, since I have no hunt today. Maybe I'll just rest here for a while. Upon arriving on the hut, he saw a sage deep into meditation. Parikshit called him twice, but the sage was very deep into meditation. Although Parikshit was a kind, dharma-loving king, he was just too tired to do anything. And being influenced by Kali, the sun, the king did something that was not accepted. Parikshit took up a dead snake which was lying outside the sage's hut. He picked up him by a sword and wrapped him around the sage's neck and left. Soon after that, the sage's son, sage of the highest order, Sukha, came to his hut and saw a dead snake around his father's neck. Since he was a sage of the highest order, he located the person who did this and cursed him that he would die in 7 days. After hearing what curse Sage Sukha has granted a wise king, his father, not happy, came to king and informed him about the curse that will make him die in 7 days. Sage told the king that he would be bit by the king of snake, Dakshat, in 7 days. Upon hearing this, Parikshit got numbed. He asked himself, what did I do wrong to upset someone? The king understood his mistake. Seeing his death would be in 7 days, he granted all of his kingdom to his son and distributed the property among the wise and his other sons. He started meditating and of the chant Hare Krishna. Soon after that, he visited an ashram where Vedvyasa's son, also named Sukha, came. Seeing the king in the ashram attracted thousands of rishis. The sage, the son of Vedvyas, narrated all forms of Vishnu, deeds of Krishna, all about Mahavishnu, everything, and today that is known as Srimad Bhagavatam. On the seventh day, when Dakshat came, only the physical remains of the Parikshit, great King Parikshit, was only remained, because his mind, his soul, everything was into Krishna. And with just one bite, Parikshit was turned into ashes by the snake. So this is why we all have something called as adharma in our day-to-day lives. we still have fun in those places where Kali used to reside, or he is still residing in every human being. Thank you guys. That was the story of King Parikshit, Kali Yuga. We will be back with the next interesting podcast. Thank you.